When you do a podcast, you've got to have a song where someone sings the title. What could go wrong? What could go wrong? The world is kind of scary when things don't go the right way. So listen to this podcast and it will probably be okay. Probably no guarantees.
Hello and welcome to What Could Go Wrong, the best slash worst thing that could ever happen to warriors. I am Jeff from Happy Valley. I'm joined by Chrissy, veteran escapee survivor of Murderville, Idaho.
Hi guys.
Also here's Jeremiah, who clawed his way out of his hometown, the Coffin, California.
Hey.
No matter how bad you think things are, these two think they could get worse. So I thought we'd start off with like a light topic, being as, you know, these things are passing into the fall season. Talk about some plants, because we're not going to have them for a while. Which leads me into home gardening, something that's great to do in the spring, so get prepared for it through the winter. What could go wrong with home gardening? Seems pretty safe.
Ooh.
Yeah. Well, so I think the place that I go with first is that when you have a garden, you know, you're going to need to make sure that it's well fertilized.
Yeah, it's important.
Mm-hmm. And fertilizer comes with all kinds of dangers. Mm-hmm. Poisons and explosives. Mm-hmm. And, you know,
well, it's only when you mix it with the wrong things.
Right. But that's when you have things just sitting around your house, like that just can happen. Like, you know, you have the wrong chemical sitting next to your bag of fertilizer. It tips over and like your house explodes.
You walk through the kitchen and drop it in your kettle full of fuel oil. It's not good.
Yeah. And
I
just
transport fertilizer, but mine's normally in a bag, in the garage.
And, like, you know, shifty neighbor kids just, like, punching holes in your fertilizer bag so that when you drag it through your, you know, wherever, like, it leaves just a trail of fertilizer and it ends up being, like, you know, those old-timey cartoons where they just have the gunpowder, like, follows the person.
Yep.
That's what happens with your fertilizer because of those dang kids.
We've all been there.
And their jokes.
I don't think fertilizer burns that quickly.
I just don't trust it. Fertilizer's shifty.
I mean, it does shift really well, thankfully. I mean, it's pretty light and docile.
Can spontaneously combust.
Yeah.
It's a powder keg made out of poop.
It's disgusting.
Well, hopefully the poop smith gets that under control. Going with poop, mushroom farming. Seems pretty simple. Just let the mushrooms grow, right?
Just let the mushrooms grow. First, you better make sure that you're growing the right kind of mushrooms and not, just poisonous mushrooms that are just going to kill everybody.
It's important to know your mushroom, you know, herbology.
Yeah, and... Yeah.
Or fungalology, I don't know.
You know...
Or psychoactive mushrooms.
Yes, ooh.
That seems like you have your own dangers getting into that. I'm just talking cooking mushrooms here.
Well, I mean, I think you could probably cook psychoactive mushrooms.
Yeah, you have psychoactive pasta. Psychoactive lasagna.
I mean, I know they did a Cowboy Bebop episode of this, but I think most mushrooms that you're eating have a pretty obvious taste. I've been told psycho mushrooms taste horrible.
Interesting.
Or stale, is what I've been told.
I don't know.
I don't either, but I'm going to go with knowledge, and yes, we're going to say Jeff's right, because he seems to have secondhand experience.
Yeah. I mean, mushrooms also make all sorts of spores, and I feel like those just want to grow more mushrooms. And if they landed in your eyes or your, like, an open wound, and you didn't catch it for some reason because you had, like, a big game the next day or something like that, and you've got the mushrooms.
You can't wash
just
because it's the big game, right?
I mean
you got to have your
winning streak.
Dirt on you.
Yeah. Totally.
Everybody knows you can't shower the day before a big game.
Yeah. Or you get home and your cat licks your face and gets spores in their intestinal tract, and you wake up the next day and your cat's a pile of mushrooms. It's horrible.
That's fast-growing mushrooms.
They just take over everywhere.
Well, look at all the mushrooms that you see outside. They're not there one day, and then it rains, and then they're there.
Well, and I mean, like, with all of this genetic modification to things now, you never know what kind of mushrooms you're getting. They could be, like, some crazy genetically modified mushrooms that just, giant overnight.
So we're going to get the Agriculture Center from Wasteland 2 just popping up everywhere with their crazy spores.
Weapons-grade terrorist mushrooms.
Everyone's going to turn into zombies with lots of mushrooms that have taken over them. Yeah. Actually, there is a fungus that is like a zombie thing that it's takes true. You over.
Caribocrops or whatever it's called.
Yeah, it takes over ants. It's pretty scary, actually.
And spiders.
It's very dangerous. Mushroom farming is, you know,
so you need to know
dangerous.
Your business. You yes. Know, just got to be well-versed.
It's not something you just want to do.
Speaking about being well-versed, edible wild plants. Things that, you know, when you were in, like, the Girl Scouts or the Boy Scouts, you learned what was edible and what wasn't. Seems like a good skill to have.
I was in neither scout classification. I am lucky enough to know someone who's full of that ranger bullshit knowledge. Hashtag ranger bullshit. They will teach me what not to eat, but I just play it safe and I don't touch nature if I don't have to.
Yeah, I was also not a scout. And I did grow up in the middle of the woods. And, you know, like, I know what berries you can eat for the most part. Like, I know what a huckleberry bush looks like.
It's a good thing to know.
Yeah.
They're delicious.
They're so delicious. But the thing that always strikes me with foraging is people are like, oh, yeah, here, I'm just going to pick this plant out of the water and you can eat this in your salad. And it's like, okay, but, you know, so many plants that are poisonous look almost exactly like the plant that is not. And you've got to be super careful with that stuff, because if you're just out, like, hiking or whatever, and especially if you're alone or if you're out of cell range, you're just like, oh, I'm just going to, you know, make myself a little salad.
That's normally when the ninja bears strike.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, and if they don't get you, the weird salad that you just made yourself out of all these foraged goods might.
Well, they were waiting for you to eat that salad because it's made you weaker, so easier for them to get you.
True. And then you just pop out.
I can't tell the difference with my glasses off between miner's lettuce and all heel or false Solomon seal, and one of those would probably kill me. I don't know which one, but I'm not going to take that chance.
Well, and you know, on the morel, like morel mushrooms,
the
Russian
roulette of plants.
There's one that looks just like morels that's just deadly, and it just is a very, very small difference between it and a morel. And if you know, don't have great vision, or if you're just not entirely sure. Yeah, to me, it's just not worth it. It's what grocery stores are for.
Make sure you have your ranger buddy with you.
You know, even then, you might fall victim. If they didn't specialize in that one trait or natural area that you happen to live in, if it's not their
wilderness
home biome.
Important.
Yeah. Stupid nature.
I just leave foraging to people who are much braver than I am, because I am not willing to take that risk.
Yeah. Right.
Well, here is a good way to reduce that risk. Planting the plants yourself. What do you think about potted versus planted?
Okay. I guess, like, are you talking about, like, growing from seeds?
Well, like, you know, do you normally want to have stuff in pots? Or do you want to actually, like, go dig yourself a nice plot of dirt and not have it in a pot?
What climate zone are we talking about?
Like, just basic herbs or other things that you want to have in a small, contained quantity.
Okay, yeah, like, I think that probably just depends on where you live. Because, like, right now, if I were to just go dig up a plot of land out in front of my house, I would probably get in trouble with my apartment complex. They'd probably like that.
HOAs are the devil.
Yeah, again. So much. And, you know, I guess if I just went ahead and did that, like, oh, I'm just going to build myself a garden, dug it up and planted all my plants, there's a decent chance that by the end of the month I would be homeless.
Just call it a community garden.
Yeah, that might work. But then you have other people eating your food.
But then you might have them doing the work, too.
Yeah.
This seems like a great plot.
Gosh. Yeah. If
you couldn't see
avoid,
my smile.
If you want to avoid the public plot issue and, say, like, start up a windowsill garden potter thing, window box, those can leak water into the side of your house and cause mold and rot issues, destroy your paint.
But then you have the
wall.
Mushroom farming going on right there in a controlled environment.
Yeah, but we've already discussed why that's a bad idea.
Yeah,
we're not professionals.
You're just likely to get, like, slime mold, and that's not delicious on anything, not even toast.
It's true.
And,
you don't want that kind of mold.
Plants just, they, like, whenever you have dirt and plants, you know, that, like, little piece of nature, it attracts bugs, and you know, if it's too close to your house, the bugs get inside, and they just start, like, breeding and taking over your home.
Oh, yeah.
And, yeah, that's That's not good. And depending on what you're growing, I mean, like, you end up with, like, fruit flies, and those are impossible to get rid of.
Totally.
You just gotta get moths.
Open your bathroom to get ready in the morning, and it's full of tomato hornworms.
Oh, that's, yeah, ew, no.
Tomato hornworms?
Oh, those are, ugh, nightmare-inducing. My cousin had pet tomato worms when we were kids.
What?
They scared the crap out of me.
Why would you do that?
Because she was adorable and loved bugs. It was actually really cute, but her pets scared me.
It's almost as bad as those dumb fennel smelly butt caterpillars.
Yeah.
Well, with fennel butt smelly caterpillars, I think that's all the time we have for tonight. If you'd like to ask us any questions, remember, you can go submit questions at whatcouldgowrong.simplecast.fm. Chrissy and Jeremiah, please give our audience your fond farewells.
Later, guys. You probably won't die tonight.
And it probably will not be the night that all the bugs come in from outside and eat all of your soft skin parts while you're sleeping.
Remember, vegetables and mushrooms are good for you. Eat up. Thanks for listening.